Good morning, Dale.
I have a little burr in my bonnet. I got to run it by you here this morning.
All right.
All right. So I was looking for food yesterday, and one of the sales reps had a bowl of candy. So I peel it open. It's a Hershey's Kiss, but it's white chocolate. White chocolate offends me. It annoys me.
I don't like white chocolate.
I mean, why is it even called chocolate? Chocolate is brown. White chocolate is not chocolate.
No, we know that in the foodie world, we know it's not chocolate. I don't like it because it's so sweet. Like, it's ridiculously sweet.
Well, it offends me on every level.
Well, on most levels, it offends me. Not every, but most.
So what is going on in Nashville? That's the reason you're here.
Well, this week, Scotty McCreery celebrates the first number one of his career with 5 More Minutes. He sang it at the Opry recently and got choked up because it was inspired by his grandpa, who died 3 years ago.
You know, I love that song. It's what country music is all about.
It is. And thankfully, this guy who did so great on American Idol is doing something now. Earlier this week, 138 dogs and cats arrived in Florida by private jet, and all the gas was paid for by Kenny Chesney. The pets were abandoned when their owners evacuated from St. John and St. Thomas after Hurricane Irma. Big Dog Ranch will get them to various rescues. They will be up for adoption after a 10-day waiting period. So far, Kenny and his friends have brought back 686 dogs and cats from the islands, and they're still planning a few more trips.
Well, if I ever fly on Kenny's private plane, I'm not going to say, what is that smell?
He's probably got those stick-ups all over, doesn't
Yuck.
He?
Yuck. There's a hair in my drink.
Ew. Last week, Carrie Underwood donated, we know, $10,000 to her childhood friend and police chief in her hometown of Chakota, Oklahoma. Now it's sad to say he died Monday due to infection.
Very sad.
Oh, so sad. And finally, John Party's first ever job was a lifeguard at a private elementary school in Nashville, and he was also an after-school counselor there, too.
Okay, your first job?
I babysat.
Yeah, that's a lot of girls did that, not to be sexist about it. I cut grass and I carried the newspaper.
A lot of boys can say that too.
See?
Yeah. Did you ever get in trouble for doing a bad job on either?
Some papers ended up on rooftops, and lawns had certain patterns in them that we don't want to talk about.
Okay. Well, hey, you were being creative.
Sure.
I'm Nashville Cat, back tomorrow with more news and dish for KF Country.